Thank you for
Hello.
call. Good morning. Thank you for
Oh,
calling
good.
customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I have been looking for you guys like crazy. I saw your ad on the TV and or the internet one, I don't remember, but for the White Pony eye serum, and I ordered it and I loved it. And I finally found, all I could find was the dispatch note that came in the package with my stuff. And I've been trying, I want to order some more.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'll be more than glad to help you.
Great. They had one online. And when I looked at it, it wasn't the container that mine came in or nothing. And when I called it, the girl told me, "Oh, that's because we don't sell that no more. And this is just like that." And I said, "Nope, that's okay. I want what I had." I don't think that she even knew what I was talking about. She was trying to sell me something else, but. Yeah, I have been looking for this stuff like crazy. I loved it. Then
Yes, ma'am.
it came with the it was a trial thing. It came with White Pony Revitalizing Eye Serum and White Pony Anti-Aging, and I'd like to buy some of both of them.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. And may you repeat your first and last name?
Could you say that again?
Yes, ma'am. May I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's Teresa with no H. It's TERESA.
Yes, ma'am. That's spelled the same way as my mom spelled her name.
Oh, is it?
Yes, ma'am.
O5. O5 is the last name. It's O F as in fox, I D as in dog, E.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me just a moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, so I did locate the account, so for security purpose, may you please verify your shipping address for me?
Yes, but then I'll have to give you my new one because I moved. But it was 972 West 5th Street, St. Augustine, Florida, 32084.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And I do see where you did purchase the White Pony face skin and care product.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. That helps moisturize your skin, give you a youthful appearance.
Yes. Yes. Eye serum and anti-aging. It was two different bottles came. Yeah, they're great. I don't know whether they work for other people, but I loved them. And my husband said he noticed a difference. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. So what you trying to do today, ma'am?
First of all, I'd have to give you, I have a new address that I don't live at that address anymore. And I would like to purchase another bottle of both of them.
Okay, yes, and so you called to update your address, correct?
I need to update my address because I don't live at 972 West Fifth Street anymore.
Yes, and so you want me to change that address, correct?
Yes, because if it went to the other address, I wouldn't get it because I don't live there no more.
Yes, ma'am.
And I would like to purchase another bottle of both of them.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Oh, great.
So
I've been looking for it since I got them.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm going to be able to update your new address first. So give me just a moment. So can you give me your new address, please?
Yes. It's 2616 Isabella Avenue.
Okay, so it's going to be E-L-I-Z-A-D-E-T-H, is that correct? Well, let you spell it for me. So
The street name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes. It's I-S-A-B-E-L-L-A. And then Avenue, A-V-E period.
Okay, I'm sorry. You said E. Can you re-spell that again?
No, no, yes, no problem. It's I-S-A-B, as in bat, E-L-L-A, and then Avenue, A-V-E.
So I have 2616 I-S-A. B-E-L-L-A Avenue, correct?
I-S-A-B-E-L-L-A Avenue.
Yes, ma'am. So I do have that. So may I have the city, please?
Yes, it's St. Augustine.
Can you spell it?
You need me to spell it?
Yes, ma'am.
Sure. It's ST period.
Mm-hmm.
And then A U G U S P I N E.
So I have ST period. A-U-G-U-S-T-I-N-E. So what's, that's the city, correct?
Florida.
Okay.
That's the city. It's,
and you're in Florida.
FL, Florida.
Okay. And, what's
and the
called?
Zip code is 32086.
32086. Hold on. 32086. Let me update that shipping address. Okay, so I updated that. Give me just a moment, okay? I'm still here.
No problem. No problem. I am so happy I was able to find that. I knew I had kept it, and I'd been looking all over, but we moved, so everything was a mess.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I'm still here. Give me just a moment.
No problem.
I just have to make sure that I change it.
Yes.
Austin, Florida, 32086. Let me update that. Okay, so I'll update to you. Okay, so I did. So I did update your new address. So are you still going to be using the card, the Visa card ending 2723, ma'am?
No. No, it will be a new card.
Okay, so give me just a moment.
Sure, no problem.
I'm still here. I have to check to make sure. I'm not sure if they're going to let me update the car, or I have to get you over to the supervisor. So give me just a moment to check on that, please.
Okay. No problem.
Just a moment.
Sure.
Come on, computer. Just a moment, ma'am.
Okay,
here.
No
just
problem.
On.
That's all right. No problem.
I do apologize about the wait.
That's okay.
Okay. I'm just waiting on her to respond now. I'm trying to see. Okay, ma'am. I think I'm going to have to transfer your call, so give me just a moment. Let me make sure everything is updated. And I do apologize for keeping you on hold.
That's okay.
Update. New address. Just a moment.
Sure.
Just a moment, ma'am. I'm getting your information transferred over now. Just a second.
Okay. And so she knows how much everything costs and everything?
Yes, ma'am. She will.
Okay.
Give me just a moment, ma'am.
Sure.
Still here processing that.
That's okay. Really, it's okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And may I ask, where did you see this ad at to order this product?
I believe it was on TV. I think it was a commercial on TV.
Okay. Yes, and I do apologize. So what's taking so long, because we used to be allowed to update the customer credit card information when they call to change cards, but I do apologize. We are not allowed to do that anymore. Only the supervisor allowed. So it is a process that I have to do. To send you over to the supervisor, and I want to say thank you for being so patient, ma'am, and I do apologize. So much has been changed since I've been out.
That's
I've been out
okay.
for 3 weeks sick with the COVID, so I'm just not getting back to work, and I do apologize.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be so glad when it's over. I finally had made an appointment to actually go get my COVID shot. At first, I was scared, but I had the COVID 3 weeks. I was so sick. Then when I went to the hospital, I had to come back home with an oxygen tank. It was so hard for me to breathe. I said, Lord, this is the worst time I ever been sick. And so then I finally come home, try to pack all my kids. I have 3 small kids. So the whole 3 weeks with me having COVID, my mom came and got them. So she had them for 3 weeks. And I say it was so hard. And I had to finally, I started feeling better, get my little strength and energy. I opened up the doors. We had to watch the wild lights all very good before I bring my kids back home.
That's right. Yep. And my father had it, and it took him, for some reason, the antibiotics just were not working. We were so scared we were going to lose him. And finally, after his 6th test, it was negative. But it's you've had it, so you know in between taking them tests is a long time.
Yes.
But he's finally getting better now.
And
we lost my brother.
Wow. And now when I say, I was like, oh my God, that was so horrible. I was feeling so terrible. I was actually like so weak where I could not do anything.
That's what my daddy said, and that's how my brother was. I mean, no energy at all. My daddy said it hurt for him to turn on his other side in the bed.
Yes, even to cough.
Yeah. I am so glad you're better.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. It's been a long journey, but I'm better.
Thank God that none of your kids got it.
Yes, ma'am. I actually went and got them tested. And thank God none of them did have it. And I thought my littest one, my daughter, who just turned one last week, I thought she got it because she started running fevers and getting real sick. But she actually just was teething. She getting her little jaw teeth in, and I was so happy when the doctor told my mom she just was teething. I was extremely happy.
I bet, yeah. Yeah, I had got, my husband and I both had gotten a really terrible flu, and it was an awful flu, and it lasted like for 3 weeks, and we were so weak, and my husband has never taken a day off from work in his life, never, and he was out. For two of those weeks, he couldn't get out of bed. So I was scared to death. I just knew we had it after my daddy having it and my brother's two kids having it. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, my God, I know what we got. But we got tested, and we didn't have it. And they told us that there was a real bad flu going around, too, that wasn't COVID. I was like, good Lord.
Wow. I'm glad everyone's better on your end.
Yes, and I'm the same for you. God is good. He is really good. Cause it's so good that your kids didn't get sick.
Yes, ma'am, and that was my biggest concern, was my kids getting sick. And it was so hard for me not seeing them 3 weeks. Then 2 weeks, I was so sick and weak. I tried my best to call them and FaceTime them every day. But it had me down so bad. So I missed like a week with calling them.
Right, exactly, yep.
Yes, and I'm just so glad. So,
yeah, you ready, Ethan?
Yes, ma'am. So it was a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. And
you
I hope,
as well.
Yes, ma'am. So, and I do hope that you continue to stay safe, you, your husband, your father. So I am going to have to transfer your call over to the supervisor so they can assist you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, and you stay safe.
Yes, ma'am. Same to you. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Give me just a moment.
Sure.
I'm going to transfer your call now. Just a moment. I'm processing all your information that the supervisor will need.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So I did get all your information. I double checked to make sure that I did have your address correct on both ends. So I already did that. So a supervisor won't have to do it when it's time when I transfer your call, ma'am. So give me just a moment.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome, no problem. Very welcome. I'm transfer your information now. Oh. I'm still here, ma'am. Just transferring your information.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. So now I finally have your information transferred over to a supervisor. So I want to say thank you for calling. I want to say thank you for calling customer service support, ma'am. If you'll please hold, I will be transferring your call over to a supervisor now. You might hear a moment of silence or music in the background, but continue to hold. A supervisor will be able to pick up and assist you, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you again.
Yes, sir. You're very welcome. Just a moment.
Okay.
Please hold.